Tom Schwartz, Tom Sandoval, I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you, and you let us down once again. Just like Lisa Vanderpump, I got feelings, and we're about to break it down. Get ready.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's like a Vegas pool party. Now you're gonna do the booty pop. Everybody! Hey, go Zach.
We are, hi guys, I am Zach Peter. We are minus the tea, but don't worry, we've got lots of tea tonight. And here to help me serve it up, I have my lovely co-host, Miss Sarah Sirio and Stacey Oliva.
Hi guys.
We love you.
Oh my God, we have so much to cover because there was a lot in this episode. Yeah. Tom went to Vegas and they let us down. They let down LVP, and you don't let down LVP. No. And then there was that whole rumor about Britney being pregnant, and if you were shocked by it, I'm shocked that you were shocked because I was not shocked. We also got the Lala Stassi, like, not trifecta because there are only two of them, but like a collab that is coming our way later this season that I am feeling. And then later on, we're going to break down some tea and some Lisa Vanderpump love bombs. But first, ladies, opening thoughts. Stacey? What did you think of this week?
The whole pregnancy story, it was just like, boring. I think, boring. Like, come on. Jax, how does he not have a kid by now?
Like, how did Jax fall for that?
Slept with so many people.
Like,
yeah.
I didn't fall for
it. I loved it.
It was
great.
You loved that she...
I just loved that all the girls were like, ha, 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 when they showed him the pregnancy.
Gotcha.
Like, gotcha. It's like, you got no one.
Is Jax... I mean, at some point, like, guys can't... Well, I guess you can still produce babies after a while, but he's, like, approaching that age.
Yeah.
Is he still fertile?
Probably not. But I'm just going to really need this show to amp it up like it used to, because a lot of the little scenes were just, like, felt really flat.
Very college life.
I'm sorry.
I feel like they delivered so much at the beginning that they really set the bar so high that now it's, like, I mean... I don't care to see Tom going and shopping for plates with Lisa Vanderpump in Vegas. Like, I want to see them getting trashed up at the club.
I know.
Like, I wanted more of that.
Yeah,
and, like,
more
their first night out, what did you say? It was like, that's how you party in Vegas in your 30s.
Yeah. It's a little chill. You're, like, exhausted by midnight. Can't wake up the next morning. If you're in your 20s, you're like, I'm just going to pull this all the night through, and I'm just going to go to my meeting.
What might have been a little bit more entertaining was if, instead of, like, Lisa trying to, like, coach them and show them, like, where she gets her things from, if maybe they were like, why don't, like, Tom design the whole place on their own and then show Lisa.
That's a big
risk. I just feel like that would have been more entertaining, though.
It would have been way more entertaining, but I don't think LVP is ready to give up her empire that
easy. Like, no,
she's
no.
like, no.
I know.
I just wanted to see her, like, tell them off or something.
She
was just like,
she was getting a little irritated.
I wanted her to, like, give a little bite, a little LVP bite.
Yeah.
I was feeling it. Okay, well, while we're talking about Vegas, why don't we just dive into it? Tom's birthday. Lisa flies out Tom and Tom to Vegas. I mean, I think I was a little underwhelmed by the whole Vegas experience. Like, normally Tom and Tom, like, we see butts, we see bare butts, which we didn't get. I didn't get any nudes this week. Mm-hmm. Normally I like a little Tom Schwartz butt.
Yeah.
It was very lackluster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're like bare. Well,
maybe they're like trying to mature, but by them, like, maturing.
I would wash my words, Sarah Sirio.
Sirio. I like that. Come on,
maybe, Sirio. I don't know. Maybe they're trying. I don't. We'll zip it.
I just think they're just getting kind of boring a little bit.
That's what I'm saying.
A little bit. Like, come
on. Is it because they're, like, getting older and so they're like, I need to tame it down?
That's, like, I think they're trying to act their age, but by them doing it, they just become boring.
Yeah.
And not exciting. Like, they're watching. They don't know, like, how to still be fun, but... I don't know. It's hard to kind of explain.
I get what you're saying. But watching their, like, Instagram stories and all that, they are having a blast. And I love watching those. And I'm just like, come on, guys. You're on a party bus. You're having fun. I'm watching those. And then I want to see that on the show. I don't want you guys to not, like, watch what you're doing so much, you know?
I think they're kind of censoring themselves a little bit.
Yeah.
Because they're getting older or because they are more cognizant of what is going to come out on the show?
I think they're more cognizant.
Or both?
I'm going to say both because when you said the cognizant of, like, what's going to come out, yes. But I also feel like, you know, Katie and Tom, they are, like, married. Not saying that that really has to change you, but I think they're trying to mature.
Like, no fights, like, in Vegas with them anymore. Yeah. No tequila Katie.
So...
We also normally see them go wild without the girls, and this time they brought their girlfriends. Oh. Do you think that?
I mean, I think Ariana and Katie, and I think they're all fun. I don't think there were really any complaints by anyone, and no one was acting like weird or shady, or I thought they were enjoying themselves with their girlfriends.
So there was no drama. Maybe it's just where was the drama?
Yeah, there was no drama. And there was, what the duck was up with those jokes Tom Schwartz was trying to deliver about the duck? Like, see, now, like, we're at that,
awkward
father age. Yeah, awkward stepdad, like, I'm going to try to be funny now phase.
Dad where bod.
I'm like, just I don't, kidding. I'm not into it. Yeah, their bods aren't even as hot as they used to be.
Oh, bless. I don't know. I just, I feel like.
Bless their soul.
Bless your soul.
It's just a little. It's just falling short.
It was. It wasn't the van, like normally, like in previous seasons when they would go to Vegas, it was like a 3-episode arc. Yeah. And there was just like drama and there was Stassi yelling at people. Like Stassi didn't even go to Vegas.
Oh, she should have been there.
I needed Stassi in Vegas. I needed Jax to be a little more wild. But like at one point he's even like telling the Toms like, okay, calm down, like stop your drinking. And I'm like, when did Jax become the sensible one in this group?
He wants to be a part of the Tom Tom. He wants to kind of wiggle his way in.
Why did they even invite Jax?
I know. There was no purpose.
Again, a waste of the Bravo budget. Like, we need to reprioritize our finances this season.
They should have James. It would have been a little bit more fun.
Yeah, James would have delivered.
Wilded out. He would have gone wild and out.
I mean, he delivered and he wasn't even in Vegas.
True.
Yeah, he delivered because they were all in. He was doing his photo shoot for Turn Up Tuesday. Not Turn Up Tuesday. See you next Tuesday.
We need to go to that.
Turn
Up Tuesday,
guys. Oh, guys. Ooh,
hashtag.
We should go. I just.
I don't know if I can stomach his music.
I don't know if I can.
I want to go.
Stacey.
I would want to try to have a conversation with Raquel.
I would too.
I'd be like, so what do you really think of James?
Yeah. Do you think she thinks she's like this reality star now and like won't give you the time of day if you just tried to talk to her?
No, I don't know. I'm gonna take it easy on Raquel this week because they didn't like in the comments last week. They came for me for coming for Raquel. So I'll give you a pass this week, girl. Well, I'll come for you back again next week.
Next week.
I'll give you a break. Well, we see her. I mean, she's talking a little more. They're bringing her a little more on camera, which I'm okay with because at least we're seeing some dimension to her. I haven't been impressed. I'm going to give it one more episode before, you know, I go back to full shade. I just want to give her the opportunity to win me over.
Yeah.
I don't have faith, but I'm going to give her the chance.
I think even seeing her interaction with Lala, she doesn't even say anything to her.
No.
Like, Lala straight up talks.
He's literally flirting with Lala, and she sat there.
That's like, what I'm saying. Oh, I can't handle this. Like, if that was me, I would literally have just walked out of the room. It's just like, I feel like one time, okay. Two times, you talk to your person, and you figure it out. There are times you see them trying, and then, like, you realize the boundaries and what needs to happen.
Yeah.
But this, it's like nothing is, no one's showing any initiative. Maybe no one wants anything to change. Lala, I think, is a little too invested into her man.
Yeah, and Raquel was even offended that James took his shirt off. I was like, that's your man. Like, you're supposed to be, like, cheering him on, like, Snapchatting him, taking his shirt off, like, my man at his photo shoot. I mean, not that I would ever do anything that embarrassing, but I'm just saying, like, have some pride in your boy.
I know.
You know, he's got lots of pride. He's got a big rainbow flag in his closet.
Ooh, yeah, and apparently that's ready to come he'll out. Show support if he was, you know,
Logan will help him.
So.
Okay, now let's move on to the worst bombshell ever on Vanderpump Rules, Brittany's faux pregnancy.
Yeah.
I mean, the second she even, like, brought it up, I was like, okay, now we're just, you know, we're stretching for storylines. We know she's not pregnant. And why, like, I wouldn't even want to be, like, proud of, like, I would be, she was, like, laughing about it. I was like, if I were almost or accidentally pregnant by Jax, like, I would be mortified.
I'd be throwing up because of, like, anxiety of, like, oh my God, please don't let this be. I'd be mortified,
too. Well, she said, she's like, I think he would actually be a good dad.
See, that's
because he's a big kid at heart.
I think she's, like, deep down inside was excited. She wants.
No. No. Zach. No. I mean, he's a big kid at heart, but a big kid shouldn't be babysitting another baby. No, but
Brittany wanted him probably to be pregnant, maybe.
I'm sure she did.
Come on.
I don't know. Sure, she got a little excited. Yeah.
She's like, oh, that's my happen.
Don't know. I want you guys to weigh in on the comments and be like, did you fall for that? Did you actually believe she might be pregnant? Because, I mean, I don't think any of us fell for that in studio.
I didn't fall for it because, to me, if you, like, really think you're feeling off or, like, you're throwing up, she still continued to drink.
Yeah. Yeah,
so it's not that, like that, she was really preventing anything, you know.
It's not like she was that cautious.
I didn't feel good in Big Bear, yet they still drink. I didn't feel good in Vegas, yet I still drink.
What did you guys think of his pullout comment? Because that was a little...
unnecessary.
Like, so vulgar and, like, so, like...
So circa 18 years old.
And like, that's who you want to be the man of your baby? Like, I stand...
No.
TMI.
TMI. And also, it's just, like, there's just certain things you don't say. I get it, you're a reality star. I get it, you're being filmed and you want to, like, that's your brand... Or that's like
that's
what
your brand. That's like your that brand. Unprotected, you know, sex on, like, reality TV. That's like, my brand.
You're being funny or something. You're not funny.
No.
And it's just like you just keep certain things to yourself and in especially at the age that you are. It's just like, stop.
Yes. I think it's gross.
You're in love with that person. Gross. Like, keep that intimacy intimate. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't care. And you gave me a visual that I really
didn't want. I think that's what it was. It was the visual of it. It wasn't really because it was Jack saying it too. You know, someone could have said it like a joke and it would be like, oh, yeah, whatever.
And like, this is the worst time to have that type of rumor, like right after he just slept with some other girl and went through this whole cheating scandal. And now he's trying to redeem himself. And now you're like, oh my God, now I might be pregnant. Like fake the oopsie whoopsie pregnancy when you guys are like in, you know, newlywed stage, when you guys are like happy and then you're like, you know, we're happy. So we trust each other. And that's why we didn't use protection. Not like when he should not be getting it on the regs because he just cheated on you.
He just cheated on you.
Like, she's not making him like work for it. Like she said she would be doing either.
She's like, you cheated on me. Come put a bun in this oven.
And it's also, like, she's not on birth control. And no I feel protection. Like if it was me and Jax, well, that would not be a thing after I said that. That wouldn't even happen. But I'd also, scared. I'd be on everything possible. Celibate.
Clarence K says,
I'd be celibate.
Clarence K in the chat says, and he said he would be 10% sad about it because he was 40 and getting old.
Yes. Wait, I remember that. About he said he would be 10 to 15% disappointed that she wasn't pregnant. He's saying, like, I'd be lying if I wasn't saying that I'd be 10% to 15% disappointed.
You know, I feel
he's
like...
he's getting to be 40 and he needs it. He said he needed a new chapter in his life.
Yeah.
I loved it.
You're pushing 40. You should have other priorities, like the fact that you're still a bartender and it's the same job you've had for 20 years.
And you're still cheating. That's like
and you're still cheating on your girlfriend.
I mean, work wherever, but you're cheating. You're playing the field. Like, you're acting like you're a little player and...
Yeah.
That's like certain.
See, like, this is the hard thing. This is like where we go back to episode 3 and 4, you know, where we all lost respect for Brittany and we're like, please prove it to us, girl. And it's like, there's no redemption for her. I'm still disappointed in her.
I am too. Because.
And I saw your blonde hair, girl, and look, I'm not proud to be part of the same team anymore.
Oh, Zach! She looks pretty. Don't
she
bash
looks pretty,
her.
But she's playing into the dumb blonde. Jeez. I got some wit under these locks.
Ooh, yeah, it's true. Own it. We were talking about this. I feel like she's doing a lot of things, like, for herself if she were to have broken up with someone, Jax, and, like, live that single life. But the thing is like, she's still with the guy, and she's, like, making all these changes. So it's just a little bit confusing.
You mean she's preparing to leave him?
No, I just, season? I don't know. I feel like she's trying to maybe... act like she's working on herself and like is like knows what he did and is trying to be like,
I don't see her act like she's working on herself at all. Like, give me one scene from this season where she's like
I'm not talking about, okay, to be honest, I'm not talking about what we're seeing on
Give
Vanderpump.
Give me a tweet. Give me an Instagram post.
Instagram and Snapchat. She'll just go to Vegas with her girlfriends and she'll be out.
Okay.
And she doesn't seem like he's not there. She seems like she's just having fun with her girls and like nothing else is bought. Like I'm noticing that.
Maybe she's less invested as she was before.
Like, and maybe, you know, she is trying to put like a distance because I don't know.
Gotta take
Hopefully, maybe she's realizing like, hey,
I might not work out.
I feel like if she doesn't break, like, I feel like Stassi or someone said that, like, he's never broken up with someone. He lets them do it.
Yeah.
Because what does he have to lose?
Exactly.
So, unless Brittany does it, that's their life. That's and kind it of seems a sign. Pretty sad.
I lost faith in her in the first few episodes. And again, I was hoping for the redemption, and she has yet to deliver.
Hopefully she
Tell won't. Me I'm wrong, Stacey.
You're right.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I throw my hands up in the air. Yeah, she is just not going to leave him. And he's not going to leave her.
No, he's got it made.
Yeah.
She would be happy to be barefoot and pregnant having his baby and let him go and shake up the...
Barefoot and pregnant.
And shake up the... You know that's what he wants. He's the type of guy that's like, I just want you home doing nothing while I shake up my pumptinis and you have my babies.
And I cheat on you.
And I cheat on you, yeah.
And you let me have my 21-year-old.
There were no consequences for him at all this season.
I really don't think it helped that her mom and family has forgiven him.
Yeah, I feel they didn't hold him accountable at all.
Yeah.
I think she needs to meet someone else in order to get out of that relationship.
I mean, that's what I said too, but I feel like...
She's comfortable.
She easily could, and she just doesn't care to. Yeah.
I think she's content. I don't want to say she's happy. I don't think she's happy. I think she's content. It's comfortable. It's a TV relationship, and she's fine playing her role.
Yeah. Which is just sad.
Okay, now moving on to strong women on this show. Stassi and Lala.
Oh, yeah.
I love Stassi.
Lala is back in the music game. She's dropping down some new beats with Mr. Kennedy, but he's not on these tracks, which I'm really happy about. She's like, I was kind of hoping for like her women's march anthem.
Yeah.
Because she's been so lady power. What do you think? Is she going to blow out this party?
I hope so. Like I said, I listen to her songs when I'm driving sometimes. But I'm excited to see the party. I'm excited that Stassi, she went to Stassi and Stassi's willing to help her. And Sheena, that comment you said, just stop being bitter and jealous of other people, okay?
Yeah, Sheena's little shade about Stassi planning the party, and she's like, she doesn't plan parties. She assistant plans parties.
How else do you start off? Yeah, she probably did assist some. But yeah, Lisa, LVP, had some like confidence in her and let her plan a party, and she didn't. She did it well.
She did Guillermo's party. Yeah. She did Lisa's party. What was it for? The launch of one of her like... rosé or something.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it was a product launch for Lisa. So she's done two of them now. And when she did Lisa's launch party, like, she was given the Black Amex, and she was, like, told to go and buy everything. And I think she's, you know, I made a little fun at the beginning saying that I wasn't into this whole little Pinterest vibe. Mm-hmm. But I have to say, I love Stassi, and she's delivered so far.
And I think Stassi this season is the one girl that's, like, girl power working on herself.
Yeah.
Like, not in a relationship kind of. Well, now she is. It's so cute.
No, she was dating Patrick at the time.
Oh.
But I don't think it was
that
like,
wasn't real.
You know,
that
I think.
Was like a distant lover.
I think she maybe was like, oh, a little bit Sheena-esque, where she was like, yeah, we're happy, but really wasn't.
Yeah.
So I think her relationship now is like perfect and really cute.
Yeah, they're
and
adorable.
Good for her. Yeah. But I also think everyone out there, we see your comments when you talk about Stassi. You don't have to like her. But I just think she's an easy target. And she can take it. And you can dish it out all you want to her. But that's I think true. She's fine. And to be honest, I think she gets the things she gets. Meaning Lala goes to her. Lisa goes to her for events too. It's because she's humble. In the sense of she doesn't, like, really ask and push for things. Like, right. I feel like the rest of them do.
Yeah.
They come to her because she knows she likes to do these things. And they're like, you know what? She's been around for a while. She's loyal. She's nice. Why not? And she always delivers. And you know if her name's on it.
And I think Stassi's, like, the least fake.
Yeah. Kind of. No, totally.
Like, you get what you see. It's like, true. She'll say it.
And she owns
it.
And
I love that about certain people. Like,
and she owns it.
I'd rather have that than someone that's like, hi, I'm so nice. And
then you know what I like is that she left the show. She left Sir, mm-hmm. and she came back and is still relevant on the show, mm-hmm. has a storyline on the show, has a real job on this show, whereas I love me some Kristen Doty. I love Kristen, and I wish there was more of her on this mm-hmm. season, but she got fired from Sir, and since then, we haven't really seen her build herself up mm-hmm. on the show. She tried to do her comedy thing for a minute, but like after that, this whole season, we really haven't seen much come from her, and if Raquel can get airtime, and if you know, Faith can get an episode, like if all the and Logan, yeah. if all these side characters can get their airtime, then Kristen must not be delivering the way that what? I would like to see her deliver.
What's going yeah. on
with Kristen? Hold yeah, on, let I me mean, text she's her. In
a she, I mean, she's like, is it she's like in a healthy relationship, so there's no drama or no?
No, I think she's or? In a healthy relationship. I think she's friends with like who Katie and Stassi all yeah. again, like they're all back together, yeah. and she worked on herself a lot. And I think she's maybe just like happy and okay with where she is.
She went to Reiki.
Yeah.
Clarence says, I love Stassi and Lala and Katie and Ariana. Mm-hmm. Those two teams would be so lit to watch. I agree. Like if the girls came together,
Vegas.
You know who's not on her list? Ooh. Sheena.
Well.
Well.
Let's be real. That was my Britney impersonation.
Let's be real.
Be real. Mm. Yeah. Stacey or Shayna. Kristen.
I can't do a Britney accent. It's a little too Kentucky for me.
Yeah, it's really thick. I noticed that this episode. It
Kentucky
was really
Becky.
Thick.
Do you think James Kennedy is going to tear up her party? She's worried. She doesn't want him
I
drinking.
I think something is going to happen.
I think
we're
there's
reaching
something.
The finale.
But I don't think he'll drink.
I think he'll drink. And I think also from their friendship now that it's like, oh, kind of over. Hearing
yeah.
in the news
oh,
and stuff. Yeah. I mean, obviously. Like something oh. must have happened.
Oh.
So
I didn't put the two,
but
and two together.
Hold on. Just to play devil's advocate.
Okay.
But they were friends up until recently. Because yes. when I did Kevin Undergaro's show, Lala was there and she was defending him and she loved James. And that was only a few weeks ago. And this party happened last year.
Maybe something recently really just happened.
Well, she said watching the show back, that's yeah. what made her change her mind about James. Is she saw all these vulgar things that he said, not only to her face, but in his confessional interviews. So
about
I don't know if he did something enough to... I mean, he's really... I mean, look, I'll be honest. Her man is not all that. I wouldn't tap that. But, like, I mean, if that's your friend, like, you don't dog her boyfriend
yeah,
on TV.
Yeah. He has, like, a secret crush... Weird
he could just be jealous too.
Her,
you
yeah.
guys, stop being jealous of everyone.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's kind of, it's okay.
Look, and let me just clarify that all my shade and hate is not out of jealousy. There's nothing Sheena Shea has that I.
Oh, yeah.
That I don't want
I'm
Rob.
I'm not talking about.
I don't want Rob.
I'm talking about the people on the show. Because they just drag it on for too long where I feel like you could just say it once and then like let it go.
One and done.
Yeah, but they don't let it go.
Yeah, let it go. Just pull out like Jax.
Oh my god, it's so gross.
75%
is in my head now.
He's too old to be like not use like to be like, let's face it, like Britney's like mid-20s. Like you have oopsie whoopsies and then you end up on like 16 and pregnant. You don't have oopsie whoopsies when your boyfriend's 40 and you're 27. Like
no, if it were to happen, like it's like you're having a kid. You're in, like you're in this relationship, you're gonna have this kid and figure it out like adults. Like there's no like you're pregnant.
But if he's not using protection with her, how is she, like, confident that he's going to be using it with other people?
He's probably one of those people like, oh,
well, didn't
are...
Faith say they didn't use protection?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because she was like, oh, I might be pregnant. Like, why does everybody want to have Jax's baby?
Because they just want some time to shine.
No, not with Jax. Jax, look it. Jax is going to be Kevin Federline in 10 years.
K-Fed! What if
I saw him at
Ralph's. Don't defend him.
I saw him at Ralph's one time.
Oh, my God.
Literally... It was great. K-Fed.
Okay, Fed. You had a moment. I feel like that's where Jax is at. That's where we'll see him.
Ralph's?
Ralph's. At Ralph's.
Oh,
find a bottle of Skinny Girl. You know, because he's living up his Bravo days.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to be like, you remember me? I was on Bravo. I got to support my girl, Bethany. And Bethany's like, who are you? Predictions, guys. Predictions.
Predictions?
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
That prediction was like 10 years ahead. But yeah. we saw So before we get to our fun segments, what predictions do you guys have based off of the previews we saw for next week?
Well, I'm going to say I think you guys persuaded me otherwise from what I said. And I do think something is going to go down with James at Lala's music event. I do think that. I'm sorry, what else did they say was going to happen?
Okay, so Ariana went to get her, had something, she was feeling herself, she was having,
That was because she wasn't feeling it,
so she's going to get it rejuvenated. Oh. I feel like you're going to want to feel it less, because Brandy Glanville said, like, it hurts.
Oh, I don't know.
What did they do, bleach it or what?
No, they, like, use a laser, they use a laser to tighten everything. How do I know about this more than you guys?
They tighten it. So it hurts because they probably... Okay, anywho, I remember now. I'm kind of excited to see Billy finally go on this date with Ariana's brother.
Yes.
We saw him last
time. I'm excited for that. And I'm also, wondering what Tom Sandoval has to do with Stassi, why they got so angry at each other, because I'm pretty sure it's not over that one comment Stassi said. No. Seemed a little bit more. Well, so I just want to know what that's about.
She said he's creepy, right?
Ariana's brother.
Yeah. So what's, I mean,
but I mean, like,
maybe he's hit on her or something before. And she's like, he's
Stassi?
Yeah. Who knows?
I think it's just a comment that people say, you know, people just say comments.
I don't think it was that bad. Tom went like,
which Tom is why I think it was something bigger and different. I don't think it was maybe that comment.
I also feel like Tom loves to come for Stassi. Like, he's always trying to call her out on stuff. And I'm just like, dude, have some accountability for your own self and your own, like, immaturity. And, like, let Stassi be Stassi. You're not going to, like, you're not, Tom Sandoval is not going to put Stassi in her place. We've seen it time and time again. It ain't going to happen, homie.
No.
But I am excited to see Billy and Jeremy. I feel like that might bring, like, some tension with Ariana. I don't know how she's going to respond to that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Billy hinted that there was some drama to come.
Yes.
When she was in here, and she said that she did start to date somebody on the cast. I mean, to be fair, Jeremy's not really on the cast. Like, he's more of a Faith side character.
But I do think he's kind of making his way, because I Instagram stalked him. And he does a lot of, he does, like, his little bio says, like, on Pump Rules or something like that.
Oh.
And he does a lot of hashtags.
I like Pump when Rules. They do that. They're like, I was on one scene in season two and I'm on hashtag Pump Rules. Follow me.
I think it's like occasionally on or something funny. And I'm like,
tune into Vanderpump Rules Monday nights at 10, 9 central. You'll watch me in one scene two seasons ago.
Pass by really quick. And
yeah, I don't even talk. I just pass by, like,
I don't even have lower levels.
Aw.
So, yeah. So that's what I'm excited about.
I'm excited to see James Kennedy do something crazy at this party.
Yeah, I feel like
he's going to do something.
He's going to do something.
He's the most entertaining one this season.
He really is. He's delivered this season. I have to give it to him.
I'm Team James.
You're Team James. I don't know if I can be Team James.
He's entertaining.
He's entertaining. He's definitely a lot of fun to watch.
He has good comments. I see how James and Kristen dated one time, because they're both really good commenters. Like, they have good one-liners. So I can only imagine. That was probably just fun in itself.
I can't see them together. I can't see him, like, seriously with anybody.
But they were together.
Not even Logan?
I know. Maybe with Logan. I stand corrected. I can see him with Logan.
I can see him with Kristen. I can see him with Kristen, because I feel like James needs to be bossed around, like, told. Like, he likes drama. So I feel like she gave him the drama.
Yeah, she was a boss lady.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I think he's so into Lala, because she's just like, she tells him off.
Yeah. He likes to be put in his place. Whereas Raquel's very, you know, to the side.
Passive.
Very passive. I really hope they bring Logan back later on in the season. Like, I just want something like that. They set it up so much that it just fell flat. And I'm like, no, like, I want more of that storyline.
Or what about...
Well, no, I'm just saying his dad is supposed to be showing up. So what if,
Logan's dad or James' dad?
No, James' dad. Remember, in the... in the preview.
Yes.
So what if, like,
Oh, yes.
Logan shows up at one of the See You Next Tuesdays or whatever this is?
That's what you need to do, Logan. I'm telling you, look, take notes. If you want to end up on TV, you have to pull a Faith. You have to show up at the party. Like, I don't care how you get in. Like, you make your way in and you cause a scene and you do it right at the finale. And that gets you reunion time and potentially next season
or airtime. Get those alleged fights where, like, James punched you or whatever on air.
Yeah.
Fair.
That would have been...
It's a tough business.
It is a tough... Reality TV is a tough business. Shall we move into tea time?
Yes.
Tea time! Lots of news.
Oh my gosh, we all have...
I can't reach.
Wow, okay. I love it.
So, last week...
Yes.
Jennifer Lawrence was on Watch What Happens Live, and she came for Miss Lala Kent. And you don't come for Lala Kent.
No.
You want to give us the deets, Sarah?
I mean, it was...
I was looking at Stacey, but...
It was funny. First of all, I just love Jennifer Lawrence for being such a successful actress, and her love for Bravo. It just makes me so happy. So I really did enjoy it, but what she had to say was just that she doesn't understand how Lala can go from last season being like, oh my gosh, no one likes me, like crying to her mom and like not showing up to things and blaming
and
it
hard.
On other people. And then all of a sudden she has this whole switch and she's just like, oh babe, like I love you so much. I'm here for you. What do you need? We're girls, girls. She just doesn't understand but I can understand it if it has to deal with her relationship, which it shouldn't be because of a guy that happened.
I think I disagree with you.
With because of the guy?
Yeah. I think last season she came off really bad and she didn't like the way she was perceived. Mm-hmm. And she came off a little bitchy or a lot bitchy. And I think Jennifer Lawrence was right in calling her out. But I think the polar opposite and the flip switch that we see this season is because she was cognizant of how she came off on camera. And now she's like, I really need to be friends with these girls or else they're going to come for me. Because she said they were mean girls and they shunned her from the group and they were very, you know, not welcoming at all. Yeah. And she's like, if I want to stay on this show and if I want to be relevant on this show and have a real storyline, I need to befriend these girls and get in with them. Or else they're going to keep coming for me. Nobody wants to go through a whole season being dragged.
Yeah. I can agree with that.
I think also because of her man. I think she's more confident from him. Maybe he's giving her tips on how to come off and appear in the show. I think that she definitely has more confidence, especially because now they're like in a committed relationship. It's no longer like my secret married man.
Now it's out there. It's open.
Or separated
my
man.
My whole thing that I just find interesting with Sheena, per se, is that she can be so... like team, like Lala is my best friend, like I love her, she's great, I'll support her, but with Stassi she has this like jealousy thing with, but it's like Sheena once pursued singing at one point, now Lala is, Stassi has this podcast, and now Sheena's trying to go down that route. I just don't get where
that's the next item on Tea Time. Sheena Shea has a new podcast. What's it called?
Shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
Yeah, shenanigans.
Why not change your last name back or go back or take the last name off?
Because Sheena Marie probably sounded stupid. She's like, I'm going to be Sheena Shea now.
Yeah.
Well, I also think you can't change your name too many times.
Yeah, really? And I think she started to become kind of who she is with that as her last name. Just like, you know, Kim Kardashian is still Kim Kardashian.
Do you think her podcast is going to flop? Yeah.
It's not going to be like Stassi's.
No, I think...
Stassi's is good.
No, because Stassi comes for... And Stassi's been called out for her podcast so many times, and she's so real with it and out there and open. Whereas Sheena isn't, and she's filtered, and she's like, I'm very aware of what I say, and she won't, you know, she doesn't have that same kind of conviction, and she's very insecure, and we see that on Vanderpump Rules. So I think, like, think about it. Stassi's been called out so many times and dragged in the media, and it hasn't broken her once. Like, it's probably broken her internally, but she still does the show and shows up and delivers every week, whereas I think Sheena, if she were to go through something like that, it would send her into a spin, and she'll either cancel her podcast or completely change who she is on the show to not have to go through that again.
Because she wants everyone to love her.
Yeah,
she does filter herself, and I feel like Stassi, she gets fun people on her show because she's friends with like a lot of people on all the other Bravo shows and everything. And she asks like the most random questions, but the answers are just so entertaining, and that's what I enjoy about Stassi's podcast the most, is how she engages with her guests.
Yeah.
It's just her personality,
too. Yeah, it's a like, real it's just fun like, conversation. Real,
I'm just going to say whatever the hell I want to say, and this is who I am. I'm not going to put up a fake front. Sheena, totally. I don't know what she would talk about. Boys?
Sheena, it's just like, Yeah.
She'd be like, guys, this week on Vanderpump Rules, Rob said he didn't love me, but what he really meant was, I love her, just not at this moment. Yeah. I was being, you know, a little bitchy.
She'd be like, yeah. I knew what he was saying, and, like, he didn't say that at all. Like, we texted about it with, like, the laughing, crying emoji. And I realized, like, come on. Oh my God. I know him.
You have to play Sheena every week. Oh, my God. Speaking of Sheena, last thing in tea time is she may have a new man.
Yeah, that's what it said. I mean, I read an article, and I mean, I saw the picture on her Instagram, and it's of Robbie, so another Rob.
And he looks like him, kind of.
Maybe she's still in love with, this is like Rob 2.0 for her.
Yes. He's from The Bachelor and The Bachelor in Paradise.
Winner.
But they said it's just casual, and they've known each other for a little bit. What else did they say? In Us Weekly, they said, we're just very good friends. I feel like when someone adds the very,
that means you're boning.
Yeah. When you're just like, we're just friends. When you say it casually, like, we're just friends. I just feel like she was like, we're just very good friends.
Like, she wants to leave it open to interpretation. Yeah.
So, I mean, I honestly thought he was just a guest on her new podcast.
Yeah.
But someone said they have been getting closer. He's been in Vegas and she's come to LA.
This is nice. I mean, at least she... Well, actually, I don't know. I think she needs some single time. I think she needs to make out with a few more cast members from Summer House or from some of the other Bravo celebrities.
Oh, okay. Who did she make out with?
Carl Radke. Carl from Summer House.
Oh, okay. That was on your podcast, right?
He was. He was on my podcast. Yeah. I have a podcast called Hashtag No Filter with Zach Peter on iTunes.
plug it.
Quick plug. But no, I interviewed Carl and he talked about the whole hookup with Sheena because she was really mad at him. Mm-hmm. Because they didn't actually hook up. He said they hooked up, but she was like, no, we didn't hook up. And what happened was they made out. Yes. They made out twice, like in the same night. And
so is that a hookup?
Yes.
It's not a hookup.
Carl did explain it, though. It's true. On the East Coast, hooking up does not mean having sex. But on the West Coast, hooking up means having sex. Because I understood it because I'm from the East Coast.
Okay.
Is that a thing?
Yes. Bible, promise you all. Because I was like, that's not hooking up.
So they're a little bit more reserved in the
No, they're not more reserved than the East Coast. I guess they just have different terminology.
Yeah. But I mean, so yes. Hooking up, they didn't have sex. They just made out.
Well, she needs to hook up with a few more of the other cast members. She needs to be single and spread her wings and have some fun. She does not need to date another Rob. This just goes more into the theory that she's obsessed with Rob.
Honestly, she does need to be single. And please just be honest and also listen to your friends. Like, Sheena, watch this season back. And just listen to your friends.
She's so pretty.
Listen to yourself, girl.
She knows she's so pretty. She can, like, date tons of dudes. Like, why are you, like... No,
but don't make her head even bigger.
So you don't invest into
Stacey.
Stacey.
Yeah.
What?
Don't make her head even bigger.
You guys, I don't want to attack her.
Let's not escalate the ego.
No, I'm not attacking her. She is.
Why? Because you're afraid they're going to come for you in the comments? They come for me.
No.
And I have no fear.
Just saying she got over a divorce, so she's probably just, like, rebounding and wanting to get with someone really fast.
The best way to get over one man is to get under 10 more.
But I'm not saying she's not pretty. She is, but I don't look like she probably told that all the time. What I'm saying is for her to just listen to her
friends. She looks
in
the mirror and she goes, Sheena, you're pretty.
I know probably. Just real with yourself. That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking, Sheena. Sheena Shay. Sheena Marie.
Sheena Shay. Sheena Marie. Sheena.
Just work it in
Valendetta.
Vegas. Have fun.
What's Rob's last name? Valletta.
Valentina.
Valendetta.
Valendetta.
I don't know how you pronounce it. That might be how you pronounce it.
I mean,
it.
Maybe. That's going to be her new name.
The new guy's last name is Hayes.
Hayes. Sheena Hayes. Sheena Shay Hayes. See, there's a little too much resemblance in all these. Like, we just need a clean slate, girl. Clean slate.
Out.
Let's set you up on Raya. Okay, let's close out the show. With so Lisa Vanderpump, we saw last week, did Stassi's podcast. So real quickly, Lisa Vanderpump dropped some love bombs. So let's break down Lisa's love bombs from Stassi's podcast.
Love her theory.
It was a good season.
So
good.
Great. I think that needs to just be on Vanderpump Rules, that whole podcast.
The whole podcast?
Yes, the whole interview.
It was so good.
Like,
I loved her comment about how she's been constipated for 35 years.
Oh my God,
because Ken will never see her go to the bathroom. That was the best.
But that was hilarious.
I think my biggest love bomb that I took away from it was her saying that, like, you know, Monday through Saturday, she is a little bougie and she does get dressed up and she wants to make sure her man remembers what he fell in love with. And she's not, you know, on Sunday she'll throw on her Balenciaga sweats and, you know, and her Gucci slippers. But, you know, she'll chill it down on a Sunday. But for the most part, she wants to doll it up for her man because she wants him to remember this is what you fell in love with.
Yeah, nothing's wrong with that.
I agree.
I think it's great. I think I loved how she was saying, telling Stassi, like, going and dating. It's like, well, what are you bringing to the table to whoever you're going to go date? And as women, you're taught, like, oh, you have to make them like you. Or why are they going to, like, want to marry you? But she came at it. Lisa's like,
it's true, though.
What is this guy bringing? Like, why should I marry you? That's how the girl should go to the table and when you're dating. And I just, I loved it.
I 100% agreed with her when girls always ask, like, well, what did you do? Or, like, how did you get him? It's like, no, how did he get me? Like, why can't that be how it is?
Two people. You have to come to the table together and earn each other.
And I also loved when she said that Ken is 16 years older than her, but he's never brought her down. Yeah. Even though she was younger, he's always just been by her side. She was so cute. That's what I'm talking about. I was telling Zach this earlier. I'm pro relationships. Just be positive about it. Like, there's nothing bad about it at all. And when she said that Ken makes her complete, and just those, like, simple, like, things, I just, like, I thought, I loved it.
I mean, look, Lisa Vanderpump is still married, and Sheena Shea is divorced. So I'm going to listen to Lisa Vanderpump.
Yes, and she's growing. Her empire is growing. He's supportive. Like, she's doing it all, so... Yeah.
They're definitely power couple. Yeah. Hashtag goals.
Yes.
Lots of feels. Lots of love. But thank you guys for watching the Vanderpump Rules After Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the AfterBuzz Reality TV YouTube channel. Follow us on iTunes. Make sure you hit that subscribe button on YouTube and on iTunes. Leave us good reviews and good comments. Tell them you love Teague and Zach and Sarah and Stacey because we're the best ones on this AfterBuzz TV reality TV channel breaking down Vanderpump Rules. I'm Zach Peter. You can follow me at Just Plain Zach. Thank you guys for watching.
Follow him and do exactly what he said. That was brilliant.
Yes.
I hope you guys had a great Monday. I'm Sarah Sirio, and you can follow me at S Sirio.
Yes, and you guys can follow me all over social media at Stacey Olivas. We want to hear from you.
And
we really do.
Yeah.
Yes. Even if it's negative comments, I'm sorry, but we don't care.
We love it all. I respond to the negative comments.
I know you do.
I respond. Call me out and I will defend myself. We love to engage with you guys. Thank you so much for commenting. Tweet us all.
Yes.
Instagram us all. And again, don't forget to follow and subscribe AfterBuzz Reality TV on YouTube and on iTunes. Woo! Okay, bye.
Thumbs up.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.